If you have your Bible, take it and turn to the 68th Psalm. Psalm 68. Psalm 68, verse number 32. Psalm 68, in verse number 32. The Bible says, sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto Lord Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old. Lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. I want to preach this morning just a little while, if God will bear help. It's when the power goes out. Amen. When the power goes out, and I'm sure ain't a lot of people here today that know all about that. Amen. We was without power for about 15 days till yesterday evening about 6:30. And I thank God for that. But I was never so glad to see powermen, linemen, praise God, in all my life. Amen. I thought my wife living like Amish was okay. But praise God, it's time to get back to some semblance of normal. Boy, I'm glad to see. I was glad to go back in that house yesterday about 7 o'clock, and I'd go in every day, and I'd go to the restroom or something. You automatically flip the light on, and I'd done that for 15 days, and guess what? Nothing happened. But praise God, last night I went in and I flipped that switch on and that light lit up. I thought it about blinded me. Glory to God, that power, praise God. Hey, when the power's gone out, there's a big change takes in your life. And we can see the psalmist is writing, and he's writing about the people of God. Who are the people of God? Let me just say this morning. It was folks just like you and I. That's who the people of God are. It's those people that love the Lord and look for his appearing. It's those that think about God and godliness. Those that try to do the will of God. That's who God's people are. And we see the power manifested here in the Word of God. And we see a nation in Psalm 68 as they come out victorious over all the things and all the afflictions, all the adversity that they've faced thus far. I want to say glory, hallelujah, youngins. Just keep looking up. We've come out victorious thus far. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad the church is rising up. I'm glad the church is that manifestation of Lord Jesus Christ. And we can see the power of His might. Not only, praise God, do we see the victorious nation as are rising up. Praise God, from all the afflictions they face. But we see a victorious Savior. I'm glad our Savior has already got victory. I'm glad our Savior, praise God, has already overcome our adversary. Praise God, the devil. Glory, hallelujah. Ain't you glad that he has? That means we can put our faith and trust in him, and he'll manifest himself to us in so many different ways that we'll have to like one of them. But praise God, I'm glad that he is the Savior of the people, and we can just go ahead and shout it out and claim the victory. Glory, hallelujah. It'd be all right just to take a victory lap and say, God, I'm so glad, I'm so proud, and I'm a child of the King. Because if you're saved this morning, if you're born again, and you've been covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have victory, victory, victory in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. Praise His holy name. Him not only as a victorious nation, him only as not a victorious Savior, praise God, but we see these victorious singers. Amen. This is a song of going up, praise God, of ascension. And they're going up to the temple to work and to worship and to magnify God and the power. I'm telling you, it was a happy procession. I won't say we ought to be the happiest people in the world. Praise God, put off that old frown. Put off that old sour stuff. Praise God, get a smile on your face and a praise down your heart. Get a praise down your heart and you'll have a smile on your face. Glory, hallelujah. Just begin to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and praise Him for what He's already done. You say, well, preacher, he ain't done a whole lot for me. Bless God, you got up this morning. Praise God, you're breathing His good air. Praise the Lord, you can look around and see the things that you have. I want to say, glory to God, it's a good day. Amen. Amen. They was happy. They was praising God. They was giving glory. The singers was excited, praise God. Amen. They had asked for strength. Praise God, because they was facing a new enemy. I want to say, praise God, there's adversaries all over this world today. Amen? Everywhere you look, there's an adversary. But I'm glad we have an intercessor through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise God, I'm glad we can call upon Him. He said, if we need anything, just to ask. Praise God. He said, if we'll ask believing, we shall receive. He didn't say you might. He didn't say you could. He said, if we'll ask believing, praise God, according to His will. He said He would manifest Himself to us. He's promised, glory, hallelujah, that He'd take care of His little old young'uns. I'm glad I'm a little young'un today. Praise God, I'm glad that I belong to my Father, my Heavenly Father, and owns it all, praise God. The manifestation of His presence and everything else. The glory to God in this world. I'm glad I'm part of that, ain't you? Amen. Praise His name. But the enemy's going to attack. Praise God. Just about the time you think everything's running well. Just about the time you think I've got this. Does that sound familiar? I've got this. I know exactly what's going on. Praise God. Then the enemy comes. Praise God. But because of God, because we know who He is, because of His past victories, hey, praise God, we know that He would intercede again. We know that He would manifest His presence in our lives, manifest Himself to you and me. We see the power of His might. I've seen that so much in the last of 2 weeks. I've seen God just do miraculous things. Praise the Lord. We go out loading up stuff, trying to take stuff to people. And as we're loading up trucks, and before we get them loaded, praise God, somebody will get a call that somebody needs this or somebody needs that. And we look around, praise God, and it's already on the truck. Amen. That's the God we serve today. That's the God. He's able to do all things. Amen. Now listen to me. I didn't say He was able to do some things, but He is able to do some things. Amen? Is your God able to do some things today? Hello? Is your God able to do all things today? Amen. Praise God. My God is able to do all things. The Bible says my God tells me that there's nothing impossible with Him. In other words, what God is saying, that all things are possible with Him. Amen. Praise God. He overcomes the impossibilities in this world. And I thank Him for that. So God's already gave them victory because they've put their trust in Him. They've acted in faith. They put their trust in Him. Praise God. They've chose to obey His will. Hello? So God begins to bless them and magnify Himself in them. And then you say, well, preacher, this is Old Testament, praise God, but is God still doing the same today that He done then? I'm glad you asked that. Turn over to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 8. He said, for we would not, brethren, have ye ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. Have you ever been there? Wonder if you're going to make it or not? Amen. Wondering where God was, whether He was there or not, whether He would touch you or not. Praise God. Hey, quit doubting. He said, pray God, ask you, nothing doubting and you shall receive. Don't doubt what God's able to do. We know God's able to do all things. Amen. Yeah, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves. But we should not, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raises the dead. Amen? He said, in our own physical being, in our own mind, praise God, we were good as dead. Hello? He said, in our own mind, our thinking, praise God, in our own body, we were just as good as dead. But said, we weren't trusting in ourselves. Said, we were trusting in God. Amen? Praise God. I learned a long time ago not trusting me. Me, you know the person that lets me down the most? You know the person that lets you down the most? Is you. Amen? So I've learned to trust in the Lord. He said, but in God that raises the dead. In verse number 10, he says, but who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver. He said, God delivers and he'll do it again. Amen. Because he's a delivering God. That's why because his presence is with us. Amen. If you're a child of God this morning, God, the Lord lives in you through the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said he'd pray to Father and he'd send the Holy Spirit to abide in you. And praise God, if you've got the Holy Spirit and you've got the Holy Spirit in you, you've got Jesus Christ in you, you've got God the Father in you, praise God, and we just need to let him live. Because if you'll let them live in our hearts and our lives, praise God, he'll live large. Amen. Praise God, because he's an almighty God. And doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Said he's done it before. Wait a minute, ain't that what Israel just said? That he had done it before? And he'll do it again. Amen. Praise God. I pray all the time, Lord, just do again what you've done in days of old. Do again. Touch us again. Help us again. Bless us again. Encourage us again. Just like you've done before. Praise God. I think we get defeated and downhearted because we think, well, God blessed in the past. He blessed our mamas. He blessed our daddies. He blessed mama and he blessed papa. But praise God, God just can't bless me. God ain't changed. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His power is still omniscient. Amen. He has all power. He has all wisdom. Amen. He knows what we need before we even ask. Praise God. He has the power to help, to heal, to touch, to give guidance, to give leadership, to give us direction. We praise his holy name. What he's done before, he can still do. He said, ye, verse number 11, he said, ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift to be bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many for on our behalf. Praise God, not only, praise God, have you blessed us, but now watch this. This is right where we're at today. He said, not only, Lord, have you been a blessing to us, but praise God, you blessed those that was able to give to us. Amen. Praise God. We got to be careful when somebody offers us something and we turn it down. You say, well, preacher, I don't really need that, so I told him just keep it. You know what you may have done? You may have just beat that person out of a blessing. Amen. When pride rises up and you won't take it, when somebody, praise God, has something, old brother White. R.A. White told me one time as a young preacher, praise God, he said, when you get your new suits, he said, you make sure you cut them pockets loose so if somebody wants to stick a little piece of money in your pocket, praise God, don't you deny them because you'll cheat them out of a blessing. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I'm the last one to ask for help. Amen. My wife fusses at me all the time. She said, well, if you'd ask me, I'd come help you. Amen. Praise God. I try to do it myself if I can. Can I get a witness? Amen. We all do. But if we ain't careful, we'll beat people out of a blessing because people want to help us. In times like these, praise God. Praise God. Be a help. Amen. And help where you can. Praise God. Now, it's good to have people. Amen. If you got your people, you got your family, you live in a community and you just help each other, that's the way it's supposed to be. There's so many, praise God, in this country we live in today that don't have nobody. That's why I tell you, if you need help, pick up a phone, call us. If you need me, praise God, call me. I'll come help you or I'll get somebody that can. Amen. Praise God. There's a whole lot of things I can't do, but there's a whole lot of things I can do. Amen. And we do it all for God's glory. We don't want to be seen. Amen. I just tell them to credit the Stony Fort Baptist Church and our God. Amen. They said, what's your name? I said, I'm just a child of God. Amen. Somebody going somewhere. Man on a mission, praise the Lord. But he tells us here, he said, you shouldn't be afraid, praise God, of what the world's throwing at us because we have, praise God, we have the power of God on our side. When the power goes out, praise God, the light's still on. We can't be afraid. Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 7, he said, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. Amen. But of power and of love and of a sound mind, praise God. He said, God hasn't given that spirit of fear. We shouldn't be afraid just because the power's gone out. Amen. Praise God, we ought to just trust the Lord, cry out to His name and seek Him with all of our hearts. He can begin to bless us. See, when the power's gone out, it's out of God's presence. When the power's gone out. Plumb out of His presence when power's gone out. See, God has all power. God's power is supreme power. It's all power. He is all powerful God. He has all the power, praise God. He does. Hey, God does what He wants to do. Hello? There's nobody, praise God, that's greater than God. He does what He wants to do. And there's no limit. There's no limit to what He can do. Amen. We think in our own physical mind that this is just the way it is and God can't do nothing about it. That's silly. Amen. Hey, it may be the way it is, but God can intervene. God can do something about it. Amen. God can help you no matter what it is, praise God, to be a blessing and bring glory to His name. A lot of times people say, well, preacher, I just don't know why I'm going through this. Why not you? Amen. Why not you? Did you ever think maybe if that's something you're going through, praise God, that somebody else won't have to? Amen. Maybe it's somebody, God's putting you through something so that He can bring you out shouting on the other side, praise God, so that you can stand up and say, I know what you're going through, sis. I know what you're going through, brother. But praise God, I went through the same thing, but God was there with me. He held on to me. And when it got dark, when it got dismal, praise God, God Almighty, He just drew me unto Himself. He loved me up in His arms. He let me know that He still loved me and He cared for me. Amen. I was in the presence of an almighty God. Praise God. When the power goes out, you don't feel the presence of God. Amen. When the power goes out, amen. But praise God, He's still the light. Amen. Praise God. The Lord is still the light. There's no need for light because He is the light. Even in the darkness, praise God, He's still the light. And He always will be. So when the power goes out, when the darkness comes, you know, if we ain't careful, the first thing that we do, when the power goes out, when the darkness comes, the first thing you start looking for, Brother Chris, is an alternative source. Hello? Come on. The first thing that happens is you start looking for an alternative source. Amen. Before the hurricane come, and me and Teresa was talking about it, and she went through the house and she started gathering up lights. Amen. Everything that we had. She had candles and she had lanterns and she had batteries and she had flashlights. And amen. Because that's what we do. Amen. Praise God. When the darkness comes, when the power goes out, praise God, we start looking for alternatives to get the light back on. To shine forth the light, praise God. To begin to see where we're at. And that's what we do, looking for alternatives. But I want to say that this morning, praise God, in the authority of God's Word, that there is no alternative for God Almighty. There is no alternative to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if we ain't careful, we get to looking for the alternatives, and we begin to compromise. Hello? There's a lot of people in the world today, praise God, that have looked for an alternative to the light of God Almighty that shines bright in the world that we live in, and they begin to compromise even the Word of truth. Praise God, but we can stand upon the truth in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, because He's that marvelous light that shines forth into the darkness. Amen. They don't need to compromise, because what happens? If we ain't real careful, we begin to look for alternatives. And I'll just say this. There's all kinds of them out there. Amen. There's all kinds of alternatives. I've had people say, preacher, I'm just looking for an alternative for my family. Oh, they're out there. They're everywhere. All kinds of alternatives. Amen. And you can go to an alternative. You can compromise, praise God, your faith and your belief and your convictions. That's what's happened in America. We've compromised our convictions. Amen. Matter of fact, I wonder sometimes if we even have conviction anymore. Amen. The church can just goes out and we do whatever we want to do, and there's no conviction in our lives, and you can't tell us from the world. Hello? Amen. They ought to be some convictions, because of seeking an alternative and taking a compromise, we back off from our convictions. Our convictions aren't strong anymore. Our convictions aren't what they used to be. I mean, have you noticed that your convictions aren't what they used to be? We begin to think and, you know, say, well, you know, preacher, some of these things that we're hearing, I guess they're okay. Yeah, I guess it'd be all right. You know, everybody thinks, you know, that killing babies is okay. Everybody thinks that, calling Timmy Susie is okay. Everything, going against what God says was right, praise God, and following after compromise, it's wrong, but it's okay because everybody's following that way. Amen. When the power goes out, praise God, we're left in the darkness, and we don't need to seek an alternative God. We don't have to compromise the Word of God. We can just stay with God who's helped us this far, and He'll take us on home. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to be real careful in this era that we're living in, that we don't compromise our faith, that we don't compromise the Word of God. Amen. It's time that the church takes a stand, a solid stand for Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. You come back tonight, I may just preach on that. That'd be a good topic. I could just take off on that now, but starting over right now, praise God, the Methodist beat you to the chicken place. I get thinking about chicken, praise God. I can't even talk. Amen. But that's what we do. If we ain't careful, we take the alternative, we compromise, and we become weary and well-doing. Come on. You say, preacher, you're preaching to the choir. If we ain't careful, we become weary and well-doing. I'll tell you, the last couple weeks, I mean, every one of us has been trying to do good. We've been trying to help. We've been trying to be encouragement. We've been trying to uplift. We've been trying to help our neighbor. And I don't know about you, I'm just about wore out. But I told him the other day over, I said, praise God, I'd rather wear out for Jesus than rust out for the devil. Amen. We oughtn't to get weary and well-doing, but we ought to stay in a good fight of faith. Just keep lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ. And when it feeds, and he tells us here in the Word of God that when your strength begins to wane, he said, we ought to just say glory to God, sing His praises, and say, you have all power in heaven and earth. Amen. Praise God. When the power goes out, praise God, we ought to seek the source. We ought to seek the source, not something else, but we ought to seek the source. We're to get weary and well-doing. Amen. We can't let our tanks run out. Praise God. We ought to, praise God, pull up and refuel. And refire, praise God, for the glory of God. Amen. If we ain't careful, praise God, we get weary and well-doing. And our worship service, it becomes meaningless. Amen. Come on. It becomes meaningless. It doesn't have the meaning that it used to. Let me just say something real quick. God hasn't changed. God hasn't moved. So who changed? Who moved? It's us. It's us. If you want more of God, praise God, you got to get close to Him. You got to draw nigh, He said. Draw nigh to Him, and He said He would draw nigh to you. Get that closeness, that relationship. We preached on that last Sunday night, on that fellowship that we need, that God wants to have with you and me. Amen. Even for His glory, He can be magnified and uplifted. Amen. So when we see this, praise God, and we go through these, we go as if we're going through motions, but we're not sincere. It just becomes meaningless worship. Hello? But if you come, praise God, looking for God, seeking His appearing, praise God, He will show up. Amen. It got so real up here in the choir this morning before Sunday school. We about had us a spell. Amen. Praise God. It'd be all right. Amen. Praise God. It says we're supposed to have a gospel. Amen. To go with a spell, praise God. Amen. We're to go with a spell all the time because we're excited about what God's doing for us. You've lost your excitement. Praise God. We've lost our excitement in the things of God. See, that's what kind of had happened to Israel. Praise God. God began to bless them. They began to sing. They began to praise God. Hey, war was looming. The enemy was present. The enemy was coming on the scene. But praise God, they just got to praising and magnifying God because what God had done before, He would do again. Amen. Listen, young as America's been in a tighter spot than what we are right now. Amen. But we're seeing people that's gathering together, praise God. We're not counting on anybody else, praise God. We're counting on ourselves to help us through this. To manifest Himself, to give us, to just show us how great He is. We serve a great God. I mean, we serve a great God. He showed us, praise the Lord, that we can take care of things with the help of the Lord. Mighty is our Lord. Mighty to save, praise God. Mighty to deliver. Mighty to manifest. Mighty to show His presence. Mighty to show His love. Mighty to show His compassion. Mighty to show encouragement to those who are discouraged. God is mighty. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we just need to stop and say, Lord, where are You? Lord, I need you help right now. I need You to just touch me with Your presence. Amen. I know You're in me, Lord. Stir me up a little bit. Stir me up a little bit. Boy, God, stir you. Get the stirring on you. Pray God, you'll be like a shook up like a milkshake before you know it. Glory, hallelujah. You'll be praising, giving God glory, magnifying His name. When the power's gone out, praise God. The presence of the Lord's not there. It's not Him, but it's you. It's us. Praise God, when the power goes out from God. That's what I like. When the power goes out from God. You know, it makes all the difference in the world how you say that. When the power goes out. But when the power goes out from Him. He's all powerful. I mean, He's the God of the universe, praise God. He's the magnificence that we see in Himself. That's why the psalmist would sing the praises of God. He said, "Ye kingdoms of the earth, oh, sing praises unto the Lord, Selah." Amen. The enemy's approaching. Just right over yonder. But they said, you know what? We're just going to sing praises to God. We're going to magnify and lift Him up. He said, what do you think about that? Amen. Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And He was buried. Amen. When the power went out. It's what the devil thought. He said, ha! Got the powers out. Been extinguished, been cut off. Looked around at the world and he said, what do you think about that? The Savior of the world. Amen. The power of humanity. Been turned off. Been cut off. Praise God. Amen. Devil thought he had him. But God Almighty, praise God, He moved on the scene. When the power of God is out from God, when it goes out from God, when it goes out to His people, when it goes out to me and you, when it comes to where we're at, the power of His Spirit, not just a little bit, not just in drops, but it comes out in abundance. Amen. Just like it did when Jesus rose up from the tomb. When Jesus when Jesus come out of there from the dead. So we see the power that goes out from God. And we see the effect of it. You know, it stirs up faith. Our faith begins to be increased. Our faith begins to be put where it needs to be. Hello? Amen? Is your faith in Jesus today? Is your faith in God alone? Amen? Praise God. I decide I ain't putting my faith in the government. The government lets you down. Amen. The government will let you down. The government is deceiving us. Amen. Praise God. We need a God who tells us the truth. Praise God. Lives in our hearts. Magnifies Himself. Praise the Lord. Oh, the government like to magnify themselves, all right, for their own glory. But boy, we need the Lord Jesus Christ more than we need the government. Praise God. We need to help one another. Amen. We serve a God. Praise God. His power is abundant. His power is not it's limitless. Amen. It's limitless. He has all power. When He throws the switch, praise God, you got power. You got all the power that you'll ever need. It's the power that we have to transform lives. Amen? You say, preacher, how do you know? Because he transformed mine. I was lost and undone. Amen? Then Jesus come into my life, praise God. He told me, showed me that I was no sinner and need to be saved. And I repented of my sins. Amen? And I asked him to forgive me of my sins. And I invited him into my life. I said, Lord, I need you to be the Lord of my life. I'm putting my faith and trust in you. I've made a mess of things. But God, I know that you're able to save from the guttermost to the uttermost. Boy, I tell you what a difference it's made in my life. Amen. And I've done it through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the power that He has. I surrendered to Him. I repented of my sins. I asked Him to help me. And to invite Him in my heart, seeking a personal relationship. Amen. Have you sought the Lord in a personal relationship? To be your Lord and your Savior, to walk with you, talk with you, guide you, to have somebody that you communicate with. I don't know what I'd do without Him. I need Him every day. I don't pillow my head without thanking for that. I don't get up without saying, Lord, thank you for another glorious day. Amen. Because you are the Lord of my life. The devil thought he had Him. When the power goes out, amen, there ain't much hope. A lot of darkness. Man, the Bible said that when Jesus gave up the ghost, praise God, that he went into that borrowed tomb and the devil was shouting for glee. He said, boy, I got him now. The power's out! But the Bible says on that third day, amen, on that third day, praise God, the energy was restored. The power was magnified on that third day. Praise God. Devil never thought it happened. He said, I got him now. The power's out. But praise God, little did he know that the Lord Jesus Christ was going to be energized from the portals of glory. The power was going to come back. The energy is going to come back. He's going to be restored. Praise God, 100%. Because the Bible says that we'd sing praises to God. He said that to Him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old. He said, youngins, He said, there ain't none of this new. There ain't none of this, I'm telling you, more new. It's been from ages. It's been through from eternity. Eternity past. He said, He doth send out His voice. And that... a mighty voice. God's calling out today. Amen. In power and in might. When the power goes out, praise God, when it goes out from God, it magnifies, praise God, and energizes God's people, a host. Amen.